Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The DH, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Gary Thomason. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Alan Worth. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting second. The DH, Jim Norris. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larville Blanks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. And now, play ball. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross takes first base on ball four. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander takes first base on ball four. Gross moves to second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason. Bell reaches second base with a double. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worth fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Hassey attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Staggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Murphy moves to second. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton fields it and throws to second for the out. Murphy moves to third. Two outs. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerrero hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blank settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a fly ball into right field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0 for 1 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gross takes first base on ball 4. Revering moves to second. Miguel Delone pinch runs for Dave Revering. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Alexander strikes out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 1 in the game. Essien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Delone scores. Gross moves to second. It's Athletics, 1. Indians, 1. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomason strikes out. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Perez now playing third base. Wayne Gross now playing first base. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0 for 1 in the game. Dade hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Worth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wise fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0-for-2 in the game. Page bunts in front of the plate. Hassie fields it and throws to first for the out. Staggs moves to second. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to third. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassie hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grubb tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Gross hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Gross reaches second base with a double. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross moves to third. Alexander moves to second. Mike Edwards pinch runs for Gary Alexander. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomason hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross scores. Edwards moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a fly ball towards left field. Grubb makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Grubb. Edwards tags and scores. Thomason tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Norris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomason. Norris reaches second base with a double. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 2 in the game. Date hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 2 in the game. Page strikes out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 3 in the game. Guerrero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Perez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Gross strikes out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomason is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomason hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lacey now pitching. Ted Cox pinch hits for Ron Hassey. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is called out on strikes. One out. Larville Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Vale pinch hits for Tom Verizer. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 3 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing shortstop. Ron Pruitt now catching. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Murphy bunts towards the mound. Kinney fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Murphy. The throw from Pruitt to Cox and they have Murphy trapped. The throw over to Thornton, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Staggs hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 3 in the game. Page hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Page. The throw from Pruitt and he is safe. Page steals second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Page moves to third. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 0 for 4 in the game. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Horton pinch hits for Jim Norris. Elias Sosa now pitching. Wayne Cage pinch hits for Willie Horton. Wayne Cage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cage is called out on strikes. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 0 for 3 in the game. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thornton is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.